My beloved brothers and sisters,
this morning I wish to speak to you of eternal
truths. Truths which our lives
see us safely home. Everywhere people are in a hurry.
When compared to your parents, most of the questions and concerns of daily living are these really rather difficult.
What should we have for dinner?
What
color should we paint
the living room?
In times of crisis arise, when loved ones are hurt, injured, when sickness enters the house of God, when life's candles darkens, and darkness
is our thoughts become focused, we're
easily able to determine what is really important and what is merely trivial. I recently visited with a woman
who had a life-threatening situation.
She indicated her illness. Her days were filled with activities such as cleaning her house to perfection and building her beautiful furniture. She visited her hairdresser twice a week and spent money and time being stressed, adding to her
bill. Her grandchildren went to visit.
Such moments of clarity come to all of us at one time or another, although not always through so dramatic a circumstance. We see clearly what it is that really matters in our lives.
How
we should be living.
We
know that for yourselves, treasures upon earth.
And the Lord has lost in the last chapter.
Where did we come from?
edie kikere kpukpuru mbi enye na edu dong ndi dio mba nte mmo ekedu de mbe mi so weme mi isong emi mete ye ka etete ye me ka e ka esi bombe me mi nte mmo esede eyen se emi emanade ke esede mkri ikpadu mo memme mkpuru ubo mo edi ibu nsege ye ndi to emi emande na mmo idemesi ikpa mmo ke ban ubo uto mandi ibu
which is the offspring of God.
The writer of Hebrews refers to him as the Father of Spirits. The Spirit is not a man, and others are women. He is begotten sons and daughters. 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 Ko begotten sons and daughters. He is begotten sons and daughters. He is begotten sons and daughters.
We in word Hebrew
okorobasi etem me spirit spirit kpukuru wedi ikpon ikpon di toire yibanesie
the soul that rises with us
me we in word utonyin me when we utoye nanyin sion si okpe eba ekikere mi William we was what our doctor ema nanyin etie ntenda enyunwe Fred eba okpon emi edemede yenyin edi ntente ntente afyongyin enye enye ne ebiere irong esie nko enye nyung oto anya nusum idige ke kpukuru efere enye idige ke iferi ikpong ikpong nyin ikito ke obio ubong ke heaven koro basi edide ebiere irong nyin nyin ikeme enye ne ikinye ne ke nyin ikinye ne buwana ye heaven tongo ke nsek ewen wen fene te ekbri eyena manade to heaven edi ndi sege kisong mete ye meka esikere utombo ndikbe esikere utombo ndikbe ndisin udong ndi nyungu ndito usung ndito nko akpan akpan mkpuri ndito ebubo ntang nyini tude emie mmo esi bu ukpong mmo ntang amie mi ndude emie akpena inemesit ndikute andibut anamdi iso ono nyin ndi dung nyung amade nyin
in order to qualify
ntaremi nyin idude ki songamie
has prepared for us to receive
ntaremi nyin idude ki songamie
clearly one primary purpose of our existence upon the earth
ntaremi nyin idude ki songamie di ndinyene obugide
amen
ana nyin okemendi me iminyene me thousand osong ndi kemendi me eti yedio nyin idumi ki song ndi kwebeti yedio
of experience.
Ndifyok ningede yido ntem kenyin ikpe kekpukuru utomenyen
utem. We differentiate as to the bitter and the sweet. We discover that there are consequences attached to
our action.
By obedience to God's commandments,
we can qualify for that power.
Broken up by Jesus.
Obongin amano akpane woete ntre sedide mbufu yomde wenam mbufu enam ntre nomo enya ma dogote kufoete medi wofodo jana min kado ndi jongi tien nombo fo mana to do mbufu ekpedu yemi ti krede mem o utom kwantem imi kemendi kere mba nsega yen mi kemeke ndi ima mi demesi eke ba bo so no ngoke edi enye da obo kere mbo me kaisi ndene kaisi enye nwa da obo ke amo mo basi man mo eso ngeda ntem uwem osubwa ka kaiso ini uyen eti enti ini eyen awo yen kori emi asong de wo ndi kut abasi etenyin yeyene si andinya en musong mfon ma mo ewud nyin usung nsinsi akwaneko ye ndidi mfon ma nte mo edide nyin mitie iti mbere mo eke bade mbume abong amadote ye nyene me
that is set before us
ifegi toga mi anade nyin kiso
in our zeal let us not overlook the sage counsel from Ecclesiastes.
The race is not to the swift, but to the battle, to the strong.
Actually, The prize belongs to him who endures to the end. When I reflect on the race of life, I remember another type of race.
Kendi kere mbambo bowe ami meti tok efen ekenke tonga de ki ni uyen ki ni kere ide swado ami ye mufan mi imai kama mpuri kwa ida ikap eto eko de wilo ina mprubo ki ni imai ki isina fara ke mubom nyin imai nu ma isin ke usop mbong inyan provo de nyin imai fe ke mben mbong emi isen tem mo eto bdi dem kensyon siyo ukot mbong.
The river's bank and watch the tiny vessels sometimes bobbing violently in the swift current and at other times sailing serenely as the water
deepened.
Suddenly the current carried it too close to a large whirlpool.
And he came and
it was carried, unable to make its way back into the main current. At last, it came to an uneasy rest amid the flotsam and jetsam that surrounded it, held fast by the tentacles of the grasping green moss. The toy boats of childhood had no keel for stability.
No letter for my direction,
and no source of power, and inevitably, their destination was downstream,
the path of least resistance.
Unlike toy boats,
we have been provided with the right
methods to guide our journey.
We enter
mortality not to flow with the moving current of life,
but
the power to think. Our heavenly Father did not launch us on our eternal voyage without providing the means whereby we can receive from him guidance to ensure our safe return. I speak of prayer. I speak of the whispering.
I'm afraid Kenyan,
and I do not overlook the Holy Scripture, which contains the word of the Lord and the words of the prophets provided to us to help us successfully cross the finish line. At some period in our mortal mission, there appears the faltering step, the one smile, the pain of sickness, even the fading of summer, the approach of autumn, the chill of winter, and the experience we call death. Every thoughtful person has asked himself the question phrased by the old
man,
shall he live again? Try as we might to put the question out of our thoughts. It always returns. Death comes to all mankind.
Come
to the aged as they walk the faulty feet. It summons us
to
those who scarcely reached midway in life's journey. Death touches the left of the children.
What
exists beyond death? Prayer, and particularly immortality. He boldly asserted that death was the end of our existence. No one could prove otherwise.
And
it's surprising that he had it. His moral skepticism suddenly crumbled to dust. He was left exposed, and undetected. Slowly he began to look back to the faith he ridiculed in the past. What caused this profound change in his outlook? His wife died.
He was a broken heart.
Where lay all that was born over.
Jesus,
he looked again at the face he loved so well.
Spirit,
coming out, he said, yet it is not she. Everything has changed. Something that was there before is taken away. She is not the same.
Some
people imagine.
It is
only like going into another room.
Dear
women and men, my brothers and sisters, we know that death is not the end. This truth has been taught by living prophets throughout the ages. It's also found in our holy scriptures.
In the book of Mormon, we read
accompanying words. Now concerning the state of the soul between death and the resurrection, behold, if it made known unto me by an angel,
have the
spirits of all men, as soon as they are departed from this mortal body, yea, the spirits of all men, whether they be good or evil, are taken home to that God who gave them life. And then shall it pass.
Come to pass. And
the spirits of those who are righteous shall receive into a state of happiness. This is called paradise. After the Savior was crucified, his body lay in the tomb for 3 days. The Spirit of the
Lord
was
stolen
away.
Spirit of the Lord was stolen away.
Clothed with an immortal body. The answer to Job's question, if a man dies, shall he live again? Mary married in the other close to tomb, and saw two men shining garments, and spoke to them. Why seek ye the living and the dead?
He might
give it his risen. As the result of Christ's death, over the grave, shall all be resurrected. This is the redemption of the soul. Paul wrote, Paul,
and the body
is healed, and the Lord is just one. And the body is the celestial glory which we seek. It is in the presence of God we desire to dwell. It is a sort of family in which we want membership.
James Amman Okurenya, Pupu, my apostle. Then cut out where the meaning. And ye, dear, I did run on me.
Repent, and ye, and find me, and
ye, and ye, and Amana de Kini. Me,
where do we come from? Why are we here? Where do we go after this life? No longer need these universal questions.
Time me to them,
and unanswered.
Monkey in the Kaku or Makre,
depths of my soul,
in Yomi Boromi,
and in all humility,
member Mammy,
I testify. That those things of which I have spoken are true. Our Heavenly Father rejoices
with
those who keep His commandments. He is concerned also for the lost child, the
parting
teenager, the wayward youth, the delinquent parent. Tenderly, the Master speaks to these, and indeed to all.
Come back.
Come. Come. In. Come unto me. In 1 week, we will celebrate Easter. Turn to the Savior's life, His death, and His resurrection.
As
I testify to you that He lives, and that He awaits our triumphant return.
That
such return will be ours. All of us, I pray humbly in His holy name, even
in Jesus Christ,
our Savior
and
our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.